And up next, we have an interview with a gentleman. He's out there in Wisconsin. And we'll give you a little bit of an introduction here, this gentleman. He runs one of the premier poker recording studios in the United States. He's recorded with dozens of bands over the years, including David Austin, Kenny Brandt, Roger Bright, Bob Dozak, Gordon Hartman, also Vernon Steve Meisner, Eric Noldkamper, Eddie Rodick, even Frank Yankovic, to name just a few. His musician credits are just as long, having performed on many different instruments with top polka bands, both live and in studio. He's also a polka DJ on WJYI in Milwaukee, heard on Saturdays and anytime on the internet. And this year, he's celebrating 25 years of his recording studio, HG Studio, located just outside of Milwaukee. And he's got a brand new release in honor of that milestone. We'd like to welcome to today's broadcast, Mr. Don Hunjady. How you doing, Don?
Wow, boy, that is impressive, Jerry. I'm honored.
I did my homework.
How about that, Don?
I had to check to make sure I hadn't died or something.
And the funny thing is, you have all these credits under your name, and you are not that old.
I like to think I'm pretty young. Inside my head, I'm pretty young anyways, but I'm 45, yeah.
45 years old, and yet you've recorded all these bands and recorded with these bands as well. And you've got a brand new recording out, and it's 18 tracks that were almost never released. Can you tell us a little about the recording, Don?
Well, what happens many times when bands come into studios, going to the recording studio, they'll maybe have their, well, in years past, they used to be 12 songs, because that's about as much as you could get on a vinyl album. Remember those things going around with the needle?
Frisbee things, yeah.
And what they would do is they'd have their 12 songs, but sometimes they'd do a 13th or 14th, and then pick and choose, well, which one do we like the most, or something like that. Other times we get bands that come in the studio sometimes and think they're going to put something out, and then, you know, money gets tight, or the band breaks up, or things change, or they don't like how it really sounded, or who knows what happens, and things sit. So, in a couple cases on this CD, we just had people that were doing some things off the cuff, and we got it on tape, and we were able to salvage it. So anyways, these things have sat around for many, many, many years. And I always had it in the back of my head, and with the 25th anniversary coming up here, I thought, you know, it'd be a good opportunity to get this released, because it really would be poor that we wouldn't get this music out to the public, because it really is some great songs that would otherwise never been heard.
Yeah, it really is good stuff. I just received the CD yesterday. Pam and I have been listening to it constantly in the car. And these songs featured on the CD, there's 18 of them. They're not just leftovers from sessions that the bands didn't want to release, right?
No, exactly. You'd think that, well, why would I want to buy the things that weren't good enough to go out the first time? That's not at all the case. In several instances, there were projects that never, ever got released in any format, so you would have never heard them. And in other times, there were some pretty good, for instance, speaking personally with the Sidemen, I think a couple of the best songs that we did in the session never got released, and now they're going to.
And we just played one of those at the top of the hour. We played Urfi's Polka. Of course, an old Delphi's Fred Gregorich tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very good
exactly.
stuff. Yeah, and that was back in 1997 when I think the album was recorded and released. Very good stuff. And that was Urfi's Polka. Of course, Harry's Polka you did, and that is on the CD. And we have a big Noldkamper fan here, Eric Noldkamper. His name is Big Ed Kopich. And he just loves that stuff, loves the Sidemen, and loves those recordings as well. We are on the phone right now with Don Hunjady. He's just outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, joining us on today's broadcast. And he's performed on many CDs. And of course, he has a recording studio entitled HG Studio that's recorded some of the top polka bands pretty much in the country. I know even Eddie Rodick was out your way at one time, right?
Yeah, that was a great time. They were actually in the area to play for a big festival that they have every year here called the Meatlikite Days out in Wisconsin. And he swung in and was able to be on Some of the Best, which is two songs that we did on a CD that was released with Gordon Hartman producing it in about 1990 or so.
Okay, you know what, Don, can you hang around? We're going to take a break right now, and we'll get to a track in just a few minutes after the break. We've got some Russ Allen, never before released.
Sure, I got plenty of time. Glad to be with you.
All right, stay close. That's Don Hunjady. He's joining us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All right, it is 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Saturday afternoon. Now you are tuned into Primetime Polkas right here on Pittsburgh's 620 KHB. Pam and Jerry Zagar and Don Rakowskis, is Marco Polka still hanging around?
Yes, he is. I believe so.
And on the line, Don Hunjady is with us. He's got a brand new recording entitled 25th Anniversary Special. He owns and operates HG Studio in Franksville, Wisconsin. And the new CD contains 18 polkas and waltzes that were almost never released. Welcome back to today's broadcast, Don Hunjady.
It's great to be with you guys, having a good time here.
Hey, Don, how did the recording studio come about in 1983?
Well, I was just about out of high school, and I had the idea, I had an interest in recording. At that point, I had done my first recording with Joey Class and the band over at Roger Bright's recording studio out in New Glarus, and kind of got the bug and had the interest and thought I'd start putting things together. I thought it'd just be a hobby type thing. Slowly got moving, though, and we did the first release, which was a six-pack of What Made Milwaukee Famous. Got six bands put together, and that was a little bit of a fundraiser of sorts to try to get enough money to buy an 8-track recording machine. Now, when I say 8-track, we're not talking about the old things that went around in a circle, talking about 8 channels on reel-to-reel tape, which was one of the standards of those days. Things just kept moving, and unbeknownst to me, I found myself in a full-time business probably about 5 or 6 years later, and a lot of people don't know there's actually 2 HG Studios. The first one was located just down the road and was in partner with a friend of mine. The last name was Gellings, thus the HG. People wonder where the H and the G come from. Hunjady and Gellings is where it actually came from. And then I bought him out and moved into a different location, the present location, in about 1986.
Okay, and that's 25 years marks this year in 2008. And we're going to go back to one of these tracks on the CD, track number 14. It's Spike's Polka by the Russ Allen Studio Band, going back to 1983, the very first year.
Yes, what we did here is we thought we'd try to put together a project and then maybe shop it around and see if we could get some funding or a sponsor to put out a whole album. And I don't know if we worked ever real as hard as we should have on the funding, finding the sponsor, but we did have fun putting the test recording together, and that's what this is here with a band that's got one record out, doesn't really play very much at all anymore. I don't think Russ doesn't, but I might remember that name from Milwaukee's past, Russ Allen.
Russ Allen, I remember the album cover. Of course, Steve Meisner was the bass player at that time, right?
Yeah, he played bass with him, and actually, much of Steve Meisner's band recorded with Russ Allen and played with Russ Allen for several years.
Exactly. I remember Larry Sokolowski and also Rick Hartman, I believe. Right?
Exactly.
I've got a good memory. All right, up next, we have Russ Allen, a track that was never before released. It's released right now on HG Studio, the 25th Anniversary Special. Give a listen to this. Again, this track originally goes back to 1983, never before released, Russ Allen Band. How good was that? And there's like 17 more tracks like that on the CD. Very good stuff. And we've got Don Hunjady on the line right now from Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. Don, welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me along.
And this is truly a great recording. As we said, these are like not leftover tracks that the bands didn't want to put out or whatever, you know, for whatever reason. But they were never going to be released. They were sitting on your shelf collecting dust.
Yeah, you think about the Russ Allen cut. That's been there for 25 years.
Wow.
One of the first things we did in the old studio.
Awesome sound for the, that's your first year. And of course, it just got better from there, recording many of the top bands in the Milwaukee area, in the surrounding area. And next up, we have a tune coming up from Jay Broderson. Can you explain about the Jay Broderson Project?
Yeah, some people may not know that name. Maybe they do. Jay Broderson is a wonderful banjo player. Real tall guy. If you ever met him, you'd certainly remember him. He's up in Michigan now, doesn't play in polkas all too much anymore. But in any event, he came in the studio along with Jeff Wernard, who I'm sure you know, and Scott Kane, who's another real wonderful accordion player from the Wisconsin area. And they were going to put together a whole album and actually did lay down 10 or 12 songs, the start of which. And then there was some tempo issues and some other things they didn't really like, and they were a little dismayed with it and just never got back to it. And it sat since 1986 or 87 or so, and it's another one that we were able to salvage.
And there are five tracks from that recording that, you know, that never got released. And one of them...
Some of my favorite ones on here, actually. This is really, when you hear these, you're going to really want to hear the other six or seven that didn't make it as well.
Yeah, and this is track number three on the recording from HG Studios. It's called Into Each Life. And again, you mentioned all the band members on this recording, including yourself. And I think you play on just about every track on here, right?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the evils or pearls, either way, of being
enlisted,
a pre-order. You're often called upon to do some of the fill-in tracks and some of the help things.
And you play sax, clarinet, bass, what else? What else do you play?
I play flute, clarinet, sax, trumpet, bass, piano. I don't think there's any trumpet on this album, but I do quite a few different instruments.
All right, we're speaking with Don Hunjady just outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're premiering the new CD, HG Studio 25th Anniversary Special, 18 tracks of polkas and waltzes that were almost never released. And we've got this Jay Broderson tune coming up next, never before released until now, Into Each Life, right now on Primetime Polkas.
Falling in mine, into each heart some tears will fall, but someday the sun's gonna shine. Some people lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun's gonna shine. Some people lose the blues in their heart, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
This is the Jay Broderson Recording Orchestra from a never-before-released project going back to 1986. Again, on the brand-new CD, HG Studio 25th Anniversary Special. We'll be right back. And Don Hunjady is on the line. Can you stick around one more segment, Don?
Yeah, happy to stay along with you here.
Okay. We've got about 26 minutes remaining in today's broadcast on this Saturday, November 8th, 2008 edition of Primetime Polk. It's 50 degrees outside, nothing but clouds. No sunshine to speak of.
What's it like in Wisconsin today, Don?
It's cold, boy. We had beautiful weather here the last couple of days. It was in the 70s, and now it's freezing and snowing.
Oh, you got snow.
Well, we got some ice pellet type stuff yesterday. It's not accumulating, but we had the snow thing. The S word was here.
It is that time of year, unfortunately, and it's coming our way, I bet.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and we are on the line right now with Don Hunjady. He owns and operates HG Studio, a recording studio out in the Milwaukee area. And he's joining us. He's kind enough to run up his phone bill and join us for another segment here on Primetime Polk.
You know, he should be glad he did, too. Because we already got some customers that are going to be calling him.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure we get some information out.
Yeah, they're waiting to hear. Where's the address? How can we get the CD? So we're going to get to that in just a little bit. We're going to do one more track on here, then we'll get to all the ordering information that you can pick up the CD. It's entitled 25th Anniversary Special.
Tax deductible. I like that. What's that?
25th Anniversary Special is the name of the CD. And up next, this is a curious one, Don, because I heard this one. It's like one of the final tracks on the recording. Going back to 1985, it's you and Steve Meisner and a couple other sidemen joining in on the WTKM bookings theme. So what's the idea going on here?
All right, here's the story with that. WTKM is still one of the only polka stations probably left in the country. They do polkas, I don't know how many hours a day, but they run them from 6 at night until midnight every night, 7 days a week. Get them on the internet, not to do a plug for another station. But in any event, that's a station here in Wisconsin. And we had done some jingle packages and stuff for them, and then they asked if we'd do a theme song for their bookings, which is kind of like the Weekender, I think, from what you guys do.
Yeah.
So what we did is we put the music together. We did two versions of it. One has Dutchman style, Polish style, and Slovenian style. That's the one they play on the radio. But as long as we were putting it together, we thought we'd put together another one for them. And we did, which just never got finished. All we needed is banjo and vocals to finish it off, but it sat there all these years. Now, the interesting thing about this is if you've heard Steve Meisner's jamming polkas, you'll see a resemblance from that idea to this idea here, and this is actually how Jan and Polka's got its start, is this where Steve got the idea to put it together.
Yeah, this recording was in 1985 before his CD come out. His LP.
Exactly.
Jam and Polkas.
It was 88, I think, that Jam and Polkas was done.
So you guys got the idea to do Jam and Polkas out of this, and this is like 7.5 minutes long, and I guess it's arranged by Steve Meisner?
Yeah, he put all the songs together, and that, again, that's how he got the concept of kind of splicing the songs with unique transitions.
All right, let's give a listen to this. It's, again, 7.5 minutes long, WTKM bookings theme, kind of a pre-Jam and Polkas from Steve Meisner and the guys. So take a listen to this.
For you and me, they'll play the songs so you can go dancing. They'll do the tunes that will make you laugh and sing. So call your friends and make a date to meet them. Now here's the bookings on WTKM. They'll be here and over there. They'll be playing everywhere. On tubas and banjos and concertinas too. With polkas and waltzes and country songs for you. So take some time to have some fun. You work hard.
All right, you're listening to another track from the HD Studio Recording 25th Anniversary Special, put together and recorded and played on by Mr. Don Hunjady. He is joining us on today's broadcast from just outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Don, welcome back.
Liking that music out there. I even like listening to it myself here the second time through or third time through on the radio here.
Yeah, over the phone line. Must sound pretty good, huh?
Exactly.
I know, we're jamming here.
Yeah, got it.
This is the WTKM bookings theme, and right now underneath us is the Slap Happy Polka. We've got about 4 minutes to go on this particular track. Some great stuff coming up. Right, but it's time now. If our listeners out there would like to purchase this recording, how can they do so, Don?
Well, they're still being made, but they ought to be hopefully all completed and manufactured within the next week or so. And there'll be a couple ways, I guess, they can get a hold of them. If you want to write to me at HG Studio, the address is 21332 Seven Mile Road. That is in Franksville, Wisconsin. Zip 53126. I'm going to let you have them for $15, and since we're not certain if we're charging shipping or handling yet, the listeners to Primetime Polkas will get them for $15 with no extra charge for shipping. How's that for a deal?
That's the Primetime discount.
There's a Primetime discount for you. The other way you can do it is if you go to www.wisconsinpolkamusic.com. It's going to be a little convoluted. Follow me through on it. Wisconsinpolkamusic.com. Find the WJYI link, which is a radio station I do a polka show on. Click on that, and you'll be able to find some ordering information. You can use your credit card and purchase it online as well. Either way will work for you.
All right, sounds good. And if you didn't get that information, we'll have that up on our website. I think we do have it up on our website already under new recordings. Go to primetimepolkas.com, or you can give Don a ring here at the studio. He's got that information. In fact, he was writing all that information down, Don, while you were talking.
Excellent, boy. It's nice to have somebody. When I do my radio show, I'm by myself. I don't have all this help and stuff around me. That must be nice.
Yeah, I would go crazy if we didn't have help here. Of course, Pammy and Don with us every week. It takes three of us to do this this one show. Don says he needs the zip code again. Can you give that again, Don?
Sure, 53126.
Okay, that's Don Hunjady. He's joining us all the way from the Milwaukee area of Wisconsin on today's broadcast of Primetime Polkas. And we may be able to score some CDs from you, Don, so we can have it available locally here.
You betcha. I'll definitely get some out to you as soon as they arrive. I'll turn them around and send them all out to you.
Okay, very cool. If you did not get the address, or if you want to wait a week or two, maybe we'll have them here at the program. You can order them directly from us at Primetime Polkas. So stay tuned for that. We'll let you know when you can do that as well. Thanks so much, Don, for spending about, 40 minutes with us here on Primetime Polkas.
Hey, my thanks go out to you for allowing me all this time on the radio. You have so many listeners and such a respected show that it's an honor to be with you.
Well, it's an honor having you. Of course, we tune you in also on the internet from your radio show.
That's
right.
Yeah, we kind
of got that reciprocal sister station thing going there. We kind of plug each other's shows, and we're on at the same time, actually, just about. The show that I do is on right now. I don't do it every week, but we kind of run at the same time. So if anybody could drive real quick from Pittsburgh to Milwaukee, they could catch both shows.
Or easier yet, just tune in on the internet at any time.
There you go.
There's Don Hunjady. Thanks again, Don, for joining us on today's broadcast.
All right, guys. Pam and Jerry, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Don.
All right, talk to you soon.
Take care. That's Don Hunjady. He owns and operates HG Studios. Got a brand new recording out, 18 polkas and waltzes that were almost never released. And I tell you what, there's some good stuff on here. We're going to finish out. Well, no, there's 10 seconds left of this. Yeah, sorry we talked over that, but it's some great stuff, and we'll get that to you again. We'll play that next week for you. It's the precursor to jamming polkas. That's how Steve got the idea to do it.
How about that, huh?
That bookings theme, it's 7.5 minutes long of some of the best polkas from HD Studio.
That's right. You know, Don Hunjady, not only is he a fantastic musician, but I tell you what, his talents in the studio, they're just top-notch.